This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. More than $3 million will be coming to southeastern North Carolina to help with road and infrastructure repairs in the wake of potential tropical cyclone 8. A September storm dropped more than 18 inches of rain, caused catastrophic flooding in Brunswick County as well as significant damage in Columbus. The Federal Highway Administration announced the grant Friday. Congressman David Rauser said the funds are part of the response from the federal government to help with the disaster. Thursday's drought monitor showed conditions are improving in Columbus County, but overall, the entire area is still considered to be in a moderate drought. Columbus is around 4 inches below average rainfall right now. We could see as much as 3 inches of rain this week, which would help greatly. Fire danger is increasing, but the showers that are moving in may help to provide a little bit of relief from that. Former Sheriff's Office Captain Kevin Norris has joined the race for the county's top law enforcement officer. He recently retired after 27 years with the Sheriff's Office. He joins a big field of candidates for the nomination. Now, Josh Harris bowed out of the race last week, but appointed Sheriff Bill Rogers, former Deputy Josh McPherson, and Chadron Police Chief Ken Elliott have all announced bids for the sheriff's position. A Myrtle Beach couple was arrested here Thursday after 6 grams of fentanyl was found in their vehicle. Anthony Breeden and Julianne Zivgolas, both 36, were arrested in a traffic stop at NC 242 and Princess Anne Road just after midnight Thursday morning. They were both charged with trafficking, carrying a concealed firearm, and other felonies. They're held under secured bonds. We have more on this story on our website. State and local law enforcement are still out in force right now. Even though the Memorial Day holiday is almost over, folks are still out there, and Click It or Ticket is still going on through June 1st. There's increased emphasis on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. Law enforcement agencies are aggressively hunting impaired drivers during the safety campaigns. Just remember to wear your seatbelt, don't drink and drive, and give yourself a little bit of extra travel time. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Wyville. Fundraiser supports programs at the county's Child Advocacy Center. Tickets are $75 per person or $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are still available. Call 910-646-3083 for more information. Now, Saturday is the Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo at the fairgrounds. Multiple agencies and organizations will be on hand to provide information about assistance before, during, and after hurricanes and other disasters. The event is from 10 to 1, and admission is free. A free rabies clinic is going to be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.